Hey, good morning.
I realized I just caught myself trying to plan out what I was going to say. And it was so great to see. It was great to see, the mind wanting, this is what it wants to do. It wants to think that it knows, the whole A through Z. This is what it is. It wants us to think that we know in advance what is so. And it's so interesting as I say that, because that's actually what I wanted to talk about today. And so how fascinating that I got to see the process of actually being in that place of, the mind wanting to wrap it all up into, this is what it is. Yeah. And I stopped myself, which I'm really glad I did, because I just stopped myself and I turned on the recorder. I wouldn't have caught that I was actually doing that process myself. When I woke up this morning and wanted to record you a message, and it just dropped in that, it just kind of dropped in that there were these two connected experiences this week that were really meaningful to me. One is that I went to yoga class the other day, and my teacher was telling us, he was cautioning us not to think we know what a pose is when he says the name of the pose. So if he says, Trikonasana, triangle pose, you've done triangle pose 1,000 times. You think you know what it is. You just get into the pose. But what if you didn't? What if each time you could really be what is true, which is that your body is different today than it was yesterday. Your emotional state is different. What if you could bring, various pieces of teachings that you know about it and actually implement them and let it be whatever pose it is today? And then the other thing that happened that was last night, I was leading a group coaching call. And everybody in the group is setting the same intention to do some recordings in the morning, to set their intention for the kind of day they want and to bring some awareness to their lives in that way and to how they can support themselves in having the kind of day they want. And one person spoke about, she had found herself making lists. So her intentions were things to do, I'm going to connect with my friend Mary, and I'm going to, make sure I clean the house and, whatever, just lists of things to do. And she was like, oh my God, I saw that I was just setting these intentions around content and not the process. She said, then I started changing it so that it was be 100% present with my friend Mary when I see her. Or, wholeheartedly clean the house. And what she noticed, and I was so struck by this because she talked about specifically, doing the dishes that morning because she was going to wholeheartedly clean the house. And she was doing the dishes and just really noticing the mystery and the miracle of the water, coming out of this tap and the feel and the weight of the dishes and how the water felt on her hands. And she said, as if I'd never washed dishes before in my life, which was exactly the same thing that Brian, my yoga teacher, was inviting us to do. And it's what I think that these messages to you, which I love, I think, I'm just getting this now, that it's about discovering something for ourselves, even when we think, we've done this a million times, so we know this, this is so familiar. It's how do we bring ourselves back to that beginner's mind, Buddhist term, but really appropriate right here, which is that, we don't know, how do we look at the people in our lives and see them anew, with the same kind of, curiosity and excitement that we did when we first met them. So I don't know, you know, this isn't a message that's like, oh, here, let me bestow what I know. That's not what it's about. It's like discovering this together. Like, so what, you know, and I'd love it if you'd let me know, you know, email me or whatever, if you see anything around this, but me too, I'm going to be looking today for like, how can I approach things, without that mind of thinking I know what they are, not all wrapped up. That's great. Which is what I wanted this whole series to be. So I'm seeing that little microcosm in it. All right, thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.